Good evening and welcome to Riverside Reports on this Friday afternoon, the 14th of February. I'm Tom Hopkinson. It is 6:45. You're listening to Riverside Reports. A bid to save Streatham Hill Theatre for the community has taken a big step forward with the start of a crowdfunding campaign. Our reporter Mary Lou Watson sat down with David Harvey, who's the chairman of the Friends of Streatham Hill Theatre, who started off by telling Mary Lou about the place.
Streatham Hill Theatre was built in 1928-1929, opened up as a West End style theatre, used to do West End shows at provincial prices was their slogan. A lot of the famous actors of the time appeared there. It was one of the largest theatres in London at the time it was opened, with a capacity of 2,800, so we're talking about something similar in size to the London Palladium, with a stage to go with it. Two galleries, no pillars in the way, lots of leg room, unlike some of the West End theatres we still have today.
Does it still exist?
It still exists. It became a bingo hall in 1962, having succumbed to television and such like. And it's been a bingo hall since then until January 2017, when the bingo ceased. The bingo operation kept pretty much the interior as it was. It's still got the original beautiful foyer, nice plaster work in the auditorium, the big stage, the two galleries are still there. The only thing that's really happened is there's a flat floor in the stalls and a false ceiling over the stage. We think that a lot of the stage machinery is still there. And the other thing I would say, it's Grade 2 listed, possibly a unique example of a suburban theatre of the time, of those sort of interwar years, the optimistic years after the First War, just before the recession hit.
Why is it so important to reinstate this?
I think the key thing from the reinstatement is A, yes, there's a great heritage there, but B, there's also a lot of arts and culture going on in Streatham today that doesn't have a place to perform or to exhibit or whatever. There's an opportunity now. Bingo has ceased. The main auditorium's sitting there empty. Meanwhile, the community needs somewhere for the choirs to perform, theatre companies to perform. Theatre companies had used it from about 2013, from starting with the Streatham Festival that year. But once the bingo ceased, we've no longer been able to use the place.
So why is that?
Basically, because they've closed off the auditorium, the bingo's shut. There's just a slot machine operation going on in a walled-off area at the back of the stalls. And the operators have been trying to find someone to take over the building. That doesn't appear to have been successful. We think they may be looking to now find other temporary uses of the building, or maybe even open it up themselves. We're waiting to hear.
So what are you actually doing about this, Jem? Are you physically doing something to either buy it or renovate it?
Okay, well, we started off, I mentioned the flash mob campaign to get local supporters on board. We formed the Friends group, and the first thing the Friends did was apply for asset of community value status for the theatre. This is a way that should the owners of the building wish to sell, they have to offer it to the community, and they then have 6 months to raise money to make an alternate bid. Doesn't necessarily mean that bid will be accepted, but at least there's an opportunity. So that was approved. The owners took it to appeal, but we won the appeal. So it is listed as an asset of community value now, as well as having the Grade 2 listing. So what we've also been doing is talking to people like the Theatres Trust, who are the national statutory body on planning for theatres, etc., who've given us some advice and help. And we've also talked to various other organisations that can help out with what we might do with this theatre. And we've also got a panel of experts, architects, surveyors, theatre consultants, etc., who are willing to help us out. What we'd like to do is potentially turn it into an arts and cultural centre for Streatham and South London, with performance spaces, rehearsal spaces, bars, etc. Plus, there's also a lot of space that used to be dressing rooms that could become a co-working environment for new businesses or for artists' studios, etc. So what we're trying to do at the moment is to carry out a viability study to look at the options of how we can make this place into a sustainable centre for the future. We're going to have to pay a consultant to do that. We've got some bids from recommended consultants, but we need to raise in the order of £30,000 plus VAT and fees, etc. So we're looking at £36,000 that needs to be raised in order to pay for that study. So we've launched a crowdfunding campaign through a website called Space Hive, which is also linked in with the Mayor of London's crowdfunding scheme. He runs a scheme where they may be able to contribute extra money to, well, part of that money we need to our campaign. So in order to do that, we need to get lots of local support by the 24th of February.
This year.
So what we need is about 200 local people to say, yes, we support this campaign, and to pledge, you know, a small amount of money or large amount of money if they'd like to. Anything between £2 and infinity is quite welcome. But if we get enough people, then the mayor will consider our campaign amongst all the other campaigns for potentially a contribution. So that's our first deadline, 24th of February. We then have until the 25th of May to reach our total of 36 and a bit thousand pounds. If we don't reach the total, we don't get any of the money. So at the moment, it's a pledge against a target, and we only get the money if we meet the target.
And that was Mary Lou Watson speaking with David Harvey, who is the chairman of the Friends of the Streatham Hill Theatre. And just to repeat what David said, the crowdfunding page at Space Hive is at save.streathamhilltheatre.org. And you can also see more about the campaign to save the theatre online at streathamhilltheatre.org.